This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today in Amsterdam at the Dutch PHP 2012 conference, and it's my great pleasure to have as my guest today Ms. Liz Marie Smith. Say hi to everybody, Liz.
Hello.
Now, Liz, you and I have been bouncing around conferences and all that for quite some time. Matter of fact, I use your whole story in several of my talks, so mostly with you knowing it a couple of times. No, I just didn't bother to tell you, but you're very involved in a lot of different things, but the first thing I want to talk to you about is PHP Women, because I know you're very involved in PHP Women, and it's a project that I enjoy supporting. So why don't you tell us what's going on right now with PHP Women?
Well, one of the biggest things that's going on right now is a lot of the senior leadership, the original people who got involved in the project, the people who are on the board, they've all managed to get some really awesome jobs in some really big companies, and they're all really, really busy. So like most organizations, we're trying to get that next level of leadership raised up, the new people coming in. The other thing is a lot of us just don't have a lot of time for the day-to-day sitting in the forums and answering questions, and we're having a lot of new young developers coming in and filling in those roles, which is really good. We still do our mentorship program, and I'm still involved in that, but you don't have a whole lot of time to do a lot of the more day-to-day work. The other thing that we have coming up is we're trying to move the group forward a little bit more, and we're doing a conference. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a U.S. conference, and we're going to be doing a European one at some point. The U.S. one is well in the works. We're working on venues and dates. It'll be in early fall. I'm not sure of the exact dates because I'm not sure things are really to that point yet. We're still working on names and things like that. But it's going to be an all-inclusive conference. This is not just only women can show up for the conference, you know. The PHP mantra has always been, we're not here to exclude men. We're here to encourage women. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try and do. Try and make you better developers, give them more confidence in what they're doing. And that, you know, it's okay to be the token female at a conference.
Now, you are looking for speakers currently.
Yes. We would love to have as many female speakers as we can get for these conferences.
Okay.
So if you are a woman and you are, you know, anything in tech, you want to give any kind of a talk about it. It doesn't have to be PHP specific. In fact, the conference is probably going to be more web and just development in general instead of like PHP specific. If you can get a hold of me or Lagaya Termal or Liz Naramore, you know, we'll set you up.
Okay.
Speakers.
Okay. And just email you and you
sure,
guys will.
We'll
okay.
get things figured out.
I'll throw a link in the show notes. Speaking of Liz Naramore, who is very active in PHP Women, she's one of the reasons that we have a sponsor this year for Elephant. So let's take a moment and talk about EngineYard. EngineYard is, yeah, well, on their website they say they're a platform as a service, and I always do that in the quotey fingers, but you can't see the quotey fingers on the microphone. But I mean, let's cut through the crap. What they really are is they make hosting dead simple. I mean, they make you simply attach your Git or SVN repo to your account, and when you tag something as production, it automatically gets pulled live. I mean, you really can't get any simpler than that. They manage everything else for you. You don't have to connect to the server and do upgrades or patches. They do it all. Apache, PHP, whatever you're working with, they take care of it. All you have to do is get your account set up and then go create something awesome. If you've not taken a look at Orchestra, go to their website, engineyard.com/orchestra, and check it out. Sign up for the free service and host your pet project there just to see if you want to use it, see what you like about it. And you'll get a taste of the power and the flexibility without having to invest anything. Okay, now, Liz, you work on a project that, well, I'll be honest with you, I've mocked you more behind your back than anything. PHP on the desktop, but I know it's a serious project, and recently y'all have made some great strides forward, so why don't you tell us about PHP on the desktop?
Well, The first time you say somebody, yes, I'm writing a desktop application in PHP, they do kind of laugh at you. But there's a lot of reasons you would... It's a really good idea to do that. One thing a lot of people don't realize is there is a lot of desktop software that's written in other scripting languages, in Ruby, in Python, and things like that.
Hmm.
And the reason is not necessarily because they're so much better languages, although the fanboys will always argue with that. But it's the simple fact that they have very mature extensions for widgeting, for doing the desktop stuff itself. And PHP has always lagged behind there. We've had PHP GTK around for a long time. Andre started it long ago, but it never really had a lot of traction. Part of it is because PHP as a language itself didn't have a lot of good support for long-running processes and things like that.
This is true.
Which has improved a lot in 5.3 and even more in 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
So as the language is growing, there's more of that want and that desire to have some of those desktop capabilities ready for you. One of the things that's happened is, first of all, I'm working on writing GTK3. Which is going to have the G-object introspection stuff. And I know that sounds like a big word, but basically what it means is instead of having to write individual extension wrappers for everything you want to wrap, anything that uses G-object, that has a G-object introspection file, which if you look, there's all kinds of projects,
mm-hmm.
you can just use this one extension and load the file in, and it will generate basically a module extension for you to use.
Hmm.
So it's a lot of black voodoo magic, and it's never as fast, so we're also writing a code generator that will use the same stuff, so you can generate your extensions easily if they support it. So that's GTK3. The other thing that we have coming up is we have a couple new developers who have come in and been really part of the project. One of them has picked up the WX widgets. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not. It's kind of like a cross-platform wrapper that uses GTK on Linux and Windows APIs on Windows. And same kind of idea as GTK or Qt, you know, cross-platform development.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's picked that back up, and he's been doing a lot of work with it, and I'm really happy about that. The other thing is all of us people who are doing these extensions for GUI applications are kind of getting together and sharing ideas. Because a lot of the things we do, we're coming up against the same problems, the same technical problems, the same, you know, teaching users how to use it problems. Desktop applications take a different mindset than a web application.
Mm-hmm.
Send your request, get your response. No, here you're getting stuck in a loop and you're doing eventing and things like that. And the other thing that's making it a little more popular is you're getting more of that mindset from users who are being exposed to that through new libraries, new ideas, new things that are coming through PHP. So we actually have phponDesktop.net. It's a website we're developing right now for everybody who uses that stuff to come together. We'll have a wiki where you can put, you know, things that we're working on and ideas, and you can find the different wrappers that actually work with PHP, from WinBinder to my WinAPI stuff. There's PHP GTK. There will be GTK3. It's not ready for prime time, but you can play with it. There's WX widgets. There's even a PHP Qt. But just a place to go where if you're interested in that kind of thing, you can find the answers you need instead of, like, bashing around in the dark.
Well, cool. We'll throw a note to in the show. We'll throw a link in the show notes to those projects. So I appreciate that. Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are regular listeners, this is not a drinking game. Liz, you have a new job. Tell us about the work that you're doing at Mojo Live.
Ah, yes, Mojo Live. So, after finally getting the courage to go out and get a new job, it's always very difficult for me to do change. I'm finally getting from the consulting world, which... Consulting is fine, but eventually you come to the point where you're ready to kill the clients, no matter how nice the clients are. It just reaches that critical mass to where you're in the startup world and doing a product. And that's a great change for me. Mojo Live is an interesting project because I kind of feel the same way that most of the developers there do. It would be nice to have a place to put all that stuff I try and keep track of on my blog and joined in and my SlideShare and everywhere else. And have a common place to keep track of all the things that make me who I am and make my career better. So Mojo Live has kind of filled that niche for me now. And the nice thing is if I break it, I can fix it, which is always great because the running joke is I can break anything because I can. In fact, I found a bug on joined in today. But... Yeah. So it's just a great way for me to go and collect everything together about myself, about who I am, especially since I hate doing any kind of a resume or anything like that, because it's a piece of paper. When you look on a piece of paper, you don't get who a person is.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at our site, at least, you have a more of a well-rounded idea of who that person is. So I can add things that might have little bearing on my career, and they might have a lot of bearing. For example, one of the things a lot of people don't know about me is I teach classical ballet. I do it part-time, but it is something that makes me who I am, and I'm not just entirely doing text all the time. I have this creative outlet, creative things that I like to do. So it's been a lot of fun. Right now I'm mainly working on, as Eli says, new features, new features, new features, because that's what people always want on a website. And every time we break something, he's like, that's okay, we'll fix it next time. But that's kind of the startup mindset, you know.
Yeah.
Every time we're asking our users, what do you want? What interests you? What would make this work for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that kind of feedback in any kind of project. I really hate going to websites and you're like filing bugs and they get ignored, and you're, you know, giving ideas and things you want, and they just, yeah, whatever, you don't exist for us, you're not important.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have something who is somebody who is wanting to be involved in their users, want to make their users feel important too.
Yeah, well, I love Mojolife. For the longest time, LinkedIn was my professional resume. You know, and if recruiters would contact me, they'd say, we need your resume. Here, just go open LinkedIn in Word, and then you can play with it. But I haven't maintained a documented resume in a long time. But I've recently swapped over to Mojolife because you're right. There are things that I can't express on other sites like LinkedIn and stuff like that. Things like my involvement in conferences. And mm-hmm. not only that I was there, but what my role was.
Yeah.
And Mojolive understands these things. And it makes it a much more useful tool for me. And I mean, it's fun when I meet somebody these days. The first thing I want to do is I want to go look at their Mojolive to see if we crossed at conferences in the mm-hmm. past and stuff like that.
Well, the other thing I really like is we're trying to make this, I hate to like go out and say, it's not like LinkedIn, because in some ways it is. But the biggest thing is we don't want it to be LinkedIn as the resume, which is what many people, including myself, use LinkedIn for.
Mm-hmm.
I log in once every 6 months when somebody wants to look at a resume or whatever, and I update stuff. And, you know, it was kind of embarrassing because I was working on Mojo and getting stuff done, and Eli says, your LinkedIn profile says you still work at your old job. Oh, I haven't logged into that for like 6 months, you know? So I feel like we have a site where it's not going to be log in and update it when you're looking for a job or you're doing your resume.
Well, the gamification aspect, and I will be honest, I see people, you know, like when yesterday or day before I saw Michelangelo tweet that he unlocked a new cap, and I'm like, dang it, and I have to go log in and find out what have I got to do to get that cap, you know?
Yep.
So it does make it interesting, but it also makes it sticky. I want to go back to it.
Yep.
It's not just, you know, when I change jobs or when I, you know, you can always tell when somebody's about to change jobs.
Yes.
They get like 5 new LinkedIn recommendations.
Exactly.
And Mojolive makes me want to go back, you know? It's not just something I go every now and then, so.
And I will say that there's more stuff coming which will make it even more and better to use. So.
Well, cool.
I'm looking really forward to it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. I normally ask people about their local user group. If what I understand, you don't have one within 2 hours of you.
Yes.
Of course, you know what that means.
I live in the middle of nowhere.
That, and if you know, if you can't find the leader of your local user group,
you're it. I am the leader. Actually, part of my thing this week is Michelangelo's been chasing me around like, okay, I'm going to help you get one started.
He
right.
is the master. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. And you have touched so many areas of PHP and been involved in so many areas. I just want to say thank you for, on behalf of the community, thank you for everything that you do for PHP.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service. And you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.